listeners, you know that on the menu is always trying to find a new and interesting story. So we're on the track of one today, because we just discovered that the Romans were the first people to invent the process of drying grapes in order to make wine, because they found that that was a way that they could get wine to last from this harvest until the next one. Fast forward 16 or 17 centuries, and Marcy, under the direction today of our guest Sandro Boscaini, the president of Marcy, has learned about how you dry grapes to do something different with wine, something a little more noble than that. Sandro, tell us a story.
Yeah, we go back to the Roman time, in fact, 2,000 years ago, where the wine was made here in this area, in the area of northern Italy, northern east of Italy, the hills around Verona and the Lake of Garda, using drying grapes. For a simple reason, because lacking of technology, the only way to have the wine capable to survive from one harvest to the following harvest was that of achieve great concentration, or another possibility was adding honey or making over maturation on the vine.
But what they were really doing, what they were really doing, was to increase the alcohol content, so the alcohol served as a preservative. Am I
right? Exactly. Yes. So achieving great concentration on the grapes in order to obtain more sugar in the grapes, and consequently highest alcohol contents, together, of course, with also concentration of many other elements, including aromas.
But to make it simple, listeners, it was what caused sherry and port and Madeira and Marsala to be developed, because they had the same approach, except differently than making the wines called Amarone. They introduced alcohol from another place. In the case of Amarone, you increase the alcohol by
the grapes. Making concentration of the sugar into the grapes, and no alcohol addition is allowed in Amarone. Of course, another difference between the wines that you mentioned, the super wines that you mentioned, is the fact that here we dry the grapes under the roof. So we cut the grapes at the ripeness time, then we slice into the bamboo racks, and we leave the grapes to be dry from 3 to 4 months.
And this is not just a story about wine. This is a story about a family. A family that bought into this winemaking business. Sandra, tell me how long ago.
1772 is the exact year when my family, the Boscaini family, bought the Masi land. In fact, they call me Mr. Masi, but my name is Mr. Boscaini. Masi is the name of a property that high in the hills in the center of the classical Valpolicella area, one of the best places to make Amarone, this phenomenal red wine made here with the dry grapes. And probably for that, my family always have been considered the guru of Amarone, always making wine through the drying grapes, like Recioto or Amarone. Recioto is a sweet version, Amarone is a totally dry, totally fermented version of wine made in the Valpolicella Classica through the drying process.
Now listeners, you would probably think that after 300 years or so of doing something the same way, you might just say, well, I've done everything, I'm just going to continue to do the same thing. But that's not the deal of Marcy. You've continued to innovate. You've added to the wine portfolio. You've gone to Argentina. What is it that drives you to do those things, Sandro?
I think that we have a big patrimony in this area because we have indigenous grape varieties and winemaking method that together with the climatic and soil condition there make a trio of elements great to make fantastic wines. But this way to make to winemaking means through the drying grapes, it also represents something old but also new, or in any case different, making a different wine, a wine that are very enjoyable today because it represent exactly what the consumer today want. Wine with a bigness, with a deep color, with a lot of fruitiness. In this case are overripe fruity, but in any case, great, great fruity wine. So my point is that studying deeply what our ancestors did on winemaking, not because we need today to use that old technology to save the wine. Today we have plenty of possibility to save the wine. But because at the end we can have a wine totally different, totally and really enjoyable, I came to the conclusion that from Verona we can really teach to make a different style of wine, but a wine which is modern. I would say a modern wine from ancient roots.
It's a really fascinating thing. On our tour, we visited a little laboratory, if you like, a small-scale winemaking project where there are literally hundreds of different wines being produced and tested. But you're not keeping it a secret. You said that you were in Italy just at the beginning of the month of April, quite willing to share the secrets of what you had learned. Why is it, do you think, that more of the world's winemakers have not caught on to what it is you're doing? Because anyone can do this.
Yes, but I don't think that we have to keep secret. Why to keep secret? We are doing our job, and we say in Italy, una rondine non fa primavera. A bird do not make a springtime. Need more than one bird. And that's why I think that Masi, although is the largest producer of Amarone, cannot survive himself keeping all the secrets of this winemaking method. Rather, other producers, together with Masi, they're doing what in fact is happening today. Amarone become an international acclaimed wine, and everybody can enjoy something different, something so refined, and a wine with a great, great story.
Now, it's a wine that is available interestingly and usefully valuable, will make the wine drinker happy, at several different points along the scale of price point. So you have a wine called Campofiore, which, if you like, is at a price that, an entry-level kind of price for a bottle of wine, and all the way at the other end of the wines we tasted, take us through the range.
Yes, it's a different story in a sense that, of course, the winemaking method when is used correctly and with 100% of drying grapes, it make a wine like Amarone or Recioto. But Masi, due to this long period of studying the winemaking system, came to the conclusion that we can make many different wines using in certain way and in a different way the winemaking method of drying of the grapes. For example, Campofiorin, as you mentioned, is an incredible wine. It's a sort of super Valpolicella, where the super is given, the plus, is given by the fact that Valpolicella is double fermented with a certain percent of dry grapes, making much better in a color, better in color, more deep in color, more tannic, and a wine that share the best of the Valpolicella, means the cordiality, the drinkability, and the friendly wine with the food, with some of the best character of Amarone, like the spicy, the concentration, and the complexity.
Now there's a fascinating connection here for those of you of a somewhat historical or literary bent, because you made friends with the family from the region that we're in, the Valpolicella region, who had been here several hundred years before you got here, whose name is perhaps even better known than Marsi.
Yes, the family that belonged to the poet Dante Alighieri, the family Serego Alighieri. In fact, in the beginning of the 17th century, we made a joint venture, and now Masi, in fact, is making and distributing wine from this that probably is the most historic estate existing in Europe, tracing back 1353, when the son of the poet Dante bought the estate where the descendants still are making grapes and making wines.
That's an absolutely amazing story. But again, I've got to come back to the fact that this is a 21st century vineyard. This is a 21st century attitude about what's going on. What's around the corner?
Well, let me tell one thing. We are in the 20th century, but what makes the difference between the old Europe and the new and the beautiful wines of the new world is exactly the fact that in a glass of wine from Europe, you can have a tradition, a history, so you have a sort of romance that unfortunately lack on the wine from the new world because it lack of long story. Maybe they can make even better wine, technologically speaking, but without the soul that we can have through your our wines here, European wines. Next future, I think that there is a place for both. There is a place for, by sure, place for good wines, but we need also to be very attentive that the people do not drink the wine today because they need energy, they need diet, but they want to pleasure, they want to enjoy wines, they want to enjoy a pleasure. So the elements himself of the wine as a beverage that is enjoyable, together with the story that we can tell around the wine, the place from where the wine came, and the imagination that a glass of wine bring to the consumer is the future.
Well, I think we've got two things going. I think we've got the imagination in the consumer. We've also got the imagination in the Boscaini family, which is continuing to reinvent the process of making a very traditional wine in an absolutely delightful region of Italy. Listeners, it's very accessible. It's about 130 or 140 kilometers from Venezia. It's a little bit further from Milano. It's very accessible from Verona, as long as you don't get lost trying to find the road to Trento that will bring you here. We think you should follow this trail and find out what the next descendants of the family are going to do. I believe you have two children who are in the business?
Yes, Masi is well preserved, I think, in the end of myself, and I hope for the next few years. But also the seventh generation of my family, my son and my daughter, are both working with me and keeping Masi alive for the future, and always making wine so enjoyable and so different.
Well, this has been just a fabulous interview. We had a wonderful lunch. The difficulty is we have too many wine glasses and too many bottles of wine on the table, and I've been too busy talking to Sandro to be able to enjoy them as much as I could. So I'm going to ask Sandro to give us a closing thought, and then I'm going to go back to some Amarone.
The Amarone means, of course, we test a few Amarones today. We test also some wine that are made using the winemaking method, like Amarone, as this Grandarella or Passo Doble that we made in Argentina, using same grape varieties and the winemaking method that we use with Amarone. I think that this is a great story, this of making wine going back to the ancient winemaking method of Amarone. But Amarone is also a great wine very alcoholic, very rich, but also very friendly with the food. And I'm sure you enjoy today, for example, risotto alla Amarone, which is something typical of this area. But Amarone is also a wine that, believe or not, in my opinion, is the best wine for steak. So in your country, where steakhouse is well known, of course, nothing better than Amarone or similar wine like Campofiorin.
Now, what was the last wine that we tasted, the one that was more austere than the others?
Oh, yes. So we tested a few Amarones. Among that, we tested the Amarone from the family Seregolieri. And the last one is Amarone Single Vineyard Mazzano. Mazzano, which is considered to be one of the top single vineyards to make Amarone, very austere. For certain tester is less Amarone, but probably is one of the best example of modern great red wine calling Amarone.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, what it does is it puts Amarone on the stage with the top wine, the top dry red wines from France, with the top dry red wines from California, with the top dry red wines from Australia and the rest of the world. It's been a fascinating experience to spend the time that we have with you, Sandro. We thank you so much for joining the program. The brand name, again, listeners, is Masi, M-A-S-I, available at various different price points throughout the United States. Thanks to the work of Remy USA, which was kind enough to arrange for us to visit here. It's been a delightful visit. Miss Anne's been sitting quietly next to me, but I'm sure she must have a thought before I hang up.
No, I mean, it's been a wonderful experience, not only from the wines themselves, but the history, and also from the family, limited, immediate, and also extended family of employees, all of whom work for Masi.
And here's an interesting menu note. You can have risotto made with Amarone, which is quite delicious, and then you can eat it with a wine that's a Passimento, which is dried grapes, but it comes from a different region. So this is a family that's continuing to reinvent themselves. They should be under your wine periscope all the time. Sandro, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. And I hope that readers, they can enjoy the wines from this region, the Valpolicella, more in general the region of the Venetian region, and in particular the wine from Masi, and I can mention Campofiorin, for example, and Masianco, which is a white wine totally different, although it's made with Pinot Grigio.
But there's going to be more new things coming. The neat part about it is you only have four letters to remember. And it's a part of your wine vocabulary that should be there for all time. Sandro, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.